Wakey coasties. When the sun rises over the best place on earth, these guys are here to wake you up and get you ready for the day. Paddy and Rob Palmer for breakfast on the coast 107.7 Triple M.
G'day, Paddy and Rob Palmer. This is our podcast for Friday, the 17th of September, and we bowled one down this morning.
Yeah, slammed a few in.
Yep.
Tucked a few under the arm.
Yep.
And any other sporting analogy we can think of.
Yeah.
Paddled into a couple.
Too close to call. Jeez, yeah. I tell you what. You know, at the end of the day, we won.
How's that?
Yeah, beautiful. Justin Avendano, BBL champion, twice over for the Sydney Sixers. He joined us. And also, it's happening on Channel 7 this coming Sunday night, the disappearance of William Tyrrell.
I know.
7 News investigates. Explosive revelations have been uncovered.
I hate when kids disappear.
It's
confronting.
Well, you imagine it's been 10 years now, and we spoke to Caroline Overington from Channel 7 News about it, and what does she have to say? We'll find out very soon. This is on our podcast. We've called him now Froth and Phil from Triple M Surf Report.
Doesn't he do a good job?
Oh, he froths. Hey, Phil.
Yeah, you know, boys, I'm frothing for the weekend. I'll give you that much.
Yeah.
Oh, I bet you are. It's looking like a superb one. What's the water like today? Where are you, actually?
I'm actually down at Wombe, and the car park's pretty full, and I've taken my boots down onto the beach and had a bit of a look. A bit of a haze down here this morning, so I think the rain that we've had over the last few days has sort of pushed out to sea with a change in wind direction, fellas.
Right, okay.
Is this a good thing for us today?
So what's happened is the wind's turned around, now coming from the northeast.
Oh.
So it's sort of knocked the swell down a little bit. But I think later in the day as the tide comes back in, it's running out now and going to be low around lunchtime. So I think the best conditions are going to be this afternoon, boys.
Oh,
so
there you go.
I reckon go to work this morning. Knock off early,
yeah.
Down the beach for an afternoon surf.
What a great forecast.
Yeah.
And for a day.
What about water conditions, Philba?
Water, it's going to start to warm up again because we've got swells coming in pretty much directly from the east rather than the south. And with that wind, yeah, I think you'll find the water temperature over the weekend is going to be superb. Probably get back up to the 18-degree mark. And listen, the wind's going to knock it down. I think the surf's only going to be around 2 foot over the weekend, so it's going to drop a bit. Today, this afternoon, 2 to 4 foot, and I think it'll be a little bit cleaner up at the northern end if you want to jump up there.
Oh, Froth and Phil, you've done it again.
Tell you what, Triple M has missed the surf report.
We get out on the golf course on this weekend as well, but I might have to get a game with you, Rob, if you're up for that.
Bring about 20 ears because you'll have them all chewed off by the end of the 18 holes.
No. We'll talk about Paddy a little bit.
Anyway, listen. I'll give it 2.5 wax blocks this morning, and I reckon this afternoon it might be pushing for 3.
Oh, brilliant.
2.5 to 3 wax blocks. Thank you very much, Phil.
No worries, boys. Have a great weekend, and go the mighty Manly Seagulls this evening.
I think you might get home. Thanks, Phil.
Yeah, special. Cheers, mate. Bye.
You're just jealous, mate.
No, Manly might get Manly might get home.
No, over. you're just jealous you weren't asked to golf.
I didn't want to be at golf, so I wasn't worried
I'd say too if I wasn't any good at it.
On Sunday night on Channel 7.
A little boy who disappears from grandma's Australian backyard up the coast without there ever being a single answer. It could happen to any of us.
The new investigation into Australia's most infamous unsolved disappearance.
There's something they're not telling us.
7 will air explosive new revelations.
The crime scene wasn't preserved.
I'm not going to comment about what we have and haven't done.
The evidence hidden from Australia until now.
Yeah, let's find out more from Caroline Overington from Channel 7 News. Good morning, Caroline.
Hi, Caroline.
Good morning. How you doing?
Yeah, not too bad. We look forward to seeing this on Sunday night, especially it's been 10 years, hasn't it?
It's actually been 7 years, but you're almost right. Yeah, but you're almost right because you would be 10. And I know that people find that incredibly hard to get their head around because in many people's minds, he's still that little 3-year-old boy in the Spider-Man suit that was running around. But now you're right, he would be 10.
Oh, it's a chill of fear as a parent thinking about what has happened to that boy.
It does, and I think that that's because anyone who has a small child or has looked after a small child as a grandparent or a babysitter or as a parent has had a moment where they've lost sight of them. And you know that feeling, like you look down and they're suddenly they're not there, and you're in the supermarket or the beach, or and you think, oh my goodness, and that rush of fear, that cold dread that you feel. The families associated with William have had that now for 7 years. It never goes away, that trauma. What happened?
Caroline, how long have you been working on this case for?
Since the beginning, but for the past 2 years, Seven have decided to really throw some resources at it. And I think that was partly because nobody ever wanted to give up. Like, we know that there are thousands of missing people, and sometimes people do say to me, you know, there's so many people out there who are missing and don't get the attention of this case. I think it's because William is so recognisable, and because he was so small and so vulnerable, because we also know that he was in foster care at the time. So as a result, we've all, as a community, taken on responsibility for him. We promised to look after him, and now he's missing.
Do you speak to Lead Detective Gary Jubelin? Former lead detective.
I've known Gary for a very long time, and I've spoken to him on and off over the years many, many times. And his passion for the case has never diminished. And I know that he's no longer involved in the police. He's retired from the police, and he's no longer working on the case. But if you were to say to me then he's just moved on, absolutely not. He is completely and utterly passionately committed to trying to solve the crime. Does that mean that police, Gary and others, didn't make mistakes at times, or didn't follow the leads that maybe should have been followed, or followed a lead for too long? Of course, because we're all human. We're all human. And when you're in a case like this, you have to chase every lead. You have to go down every rabbit hole. You have to keep trying, because you want to be able to say, okay, it's not that person. We know it. We've absolutely run that dry. It's not that person. Let's go over here and try this one. The last thing you want is for people to come and say, well, why didn't you look at that?
Yeah. And we hear that there's new information that's going to come out during your investigation. Is that a result of Seven's investigation, or something that their current police work has picked up on?
It's a combination of both. So what we've been able to do is, there's no way in the world that we would not tell police if we had information that we thought was important, because the main thing, the only thing we want to do is find out what happened to William. That's the only thing we want to do. And I think that that's what all the public is fully focused on. Finding out what happened. And so the idea that the police might have already spoken to somebody, and that somebody has information that they have kept, and tragically also a key witness has possibly died, is all true. I think that is now, we can say confidently that is all true, that police have spoken to somebody that does have information that could possibly solve the crime. And crucially, that this crime is solvable. It is totally solvable. Don't for a moment believe that because so much time has gone past, it's time to put it in the cold case. Absolutely not.
After spending so many years investigating this case, do you think you know who may have been responsible for the disappearance of William Tyrrell?
Look, it's a tricky question, but I definitely know that people can be ruled out for sure. And I definitely believe that there's enough to bring the case to court. But as a journalist, it's not my role really to say this person is guilty or not. That's the role of 12 good people in the community who will be selected for jury duty and for the justice system. One thing I think is fantastic about Australia is we don't really do trial by media. We always let the person have their day in court, let them plead guilty or not guilty, let the good people of Australia decide. Is there enough evidence to convict this person? I think that's really important.
We look forward to seeing 7 News investigates the disappearance of William Tyrrell this Sunday on 7 and Prime. Caroline Overington, thank you very much for joining us this morning. We look forward to seeing it on Sunday. It's a two-part series, the other part next on Tuesday as well.
Thank you so much for your time.
It's Just Not Cricket with Justin Avendano.
Oh, he's a bloody legend, this bloke, twice over. Sydney Sixers he played for.
Yeah.
He steered them both times to victory. Now's at Terrigal. Calls Terrigal home. G'day, Jazz.
Hey, Justo.
Oh, that's the funniest thing I've ever heard in my life.
Come on. Steer the
just own it, mate. Own it.
Mate, I steered it to victory by keeping them hydrated.
Look, we weren't going to say you were the drinks person. Just,
no.
Just take it.
How are we, boys? How are we?
Yeah, really well, mate. Yourself?
Mate, really good. I've missed you, blokes.
Oh, one day we'll be all back in this room together, Jazz.
No, no, it won't be long.
No, it won't be long. We're getting there, mate. Will your team, Manly, beat the Roosters tonight, Jussie?
One man team.
Mate, I honestly don't know. The Manly centres last week were absolutely atrocious in defence and attack, so that scares me a little bit against a quality team like the Roosters. But if we need a win, Turbo needs to step up and have a massive game for any chance of winning. And, of course, the other game, Penrith. Now, they were all out of whack last week against South, so they were without their fullback Dylan Edwards, who returns this week, but it's going to be one in the middle of the field. Parramatta last week were absolutely brutal in defence. So
yeah, they were.
If Penrith don't match up tonight, I think both Manly and Penrith could be out of the semi-finals. So your team, Rob's going well, mate.
Woo! Yeah, look at Gerard's just gone all quiet.
They got no chance. Honestly, they got no chance. But anyway,
you say whatever
see.
You like, mate. I'm not talking to you right now. We're talking to Justin.
Yeah,
good one, Justin.
Mate, return to state cricket next week.
Yeah, state cricket's going to be back on our TVs next week. So South Australia, Western Australia, Tasmania and Queensland have been given the all clear to play the one-day cup in the Sheffield Shield. But unfortunately, due to harsh restrictions, obviously, in New South Wales and Victoria, that will be delayed a further month until the government satisfied with vaccinations and travel permits.
Yeah, right.
Now, I know the New South Wales boys have been doing it tough at training in Sydney, so it's going to be interesting to see how they perform after being in lockdowns and under very different training conditions for the last sort of 3 to 4 months. So New South Wales won the one-day cup, and, of course, we won the Big Bash title. So they're going to have to pull something out of the hat after the pre-season of hell they've had. So we've got a World Cup and Ashes coming up as well, so early runs of wickets in the tournament will go a long way for getting picked for those matches. So get ready for the cricket at start. So I'm very excited.
I can hear it. And I tell you,
Bring on those drinks.
Not as excited as your wife Zoe will be about something starting up in the US to keep you up at night.
Oh, mate, this is the highlight of, honestly, every 2 years the Ryder Cup gets played. Now, for the people out there who don't know or think golf is boring, tune into this. So Europe take on the US in a match play teams event every 2 years. The crowds are three times the size, and every single hole played is like the feeling of someone winning a major. It's pretty much golf on steroids. So the US have a much stronger team this year, but that means absolutely nothing because Europe have won 7 of the past 9 with a weaker team. So it's played at Whistling Straits in Wisconsin. It's the same course where Aussie Jason Day won his first major. So hopefully I'm going for the US, but Europe, you know, they could pull anything out.
And you've set up the spare room
at
your place.
No, the wife just has to realise that when golf's on, it goes on regardless.
Oh, no. No,
Rob was
talking.
Not going to last.
Rob was talking not about the golf, but those other issues. now, mate, what about Sydney-born and raised NFL star Jordan Mailata? How good is this lad doing?
Mate, this is just a great story. So it hasn't really hit the Australian news as much as probably I reckon I would have liked. So he was under 20s star for South Sydney, and now he pretty much got told he was too big to play in the NRL, which is just ridiculous. He was the biggest childhood star coming through, just like David Fifita or a Payne Haas. But then he never stopped growing. He got up to about 6'7". He's 160 kilos.
Jeez.
So he said, I'm going to have a crack at the NFL. You know, that's where big people belong. So he just signed a $110 million contract for the Philadelphia Eagles. And now his position, he plays defensive tackle, which is arguably the second most important position on the field because he protects the quarterback. So, and they're a really good chance of making it to the Super Bowl this year. They've got an amazing team. So let's hope he goes well. And, you know, I think he's one of the richest athletes ever in Australia signing that deal. So good on him.
Wow. 108 mil.
I wonder if he's got any weight loss tips because Paddy's trying to get down to 168.
Well, Paddy, I hear Paddy's struggling not having the gym, so he keeps telling me he's doing 1,000 push-ups and 1,000 sit-ups a day, but I don't believe
it. I've seen them. They are not actual qualified. No, they're not.
And Justin, speaking of people doing well, we've got an 18-year-old tennis star doing good things, mate.
Oh, this was incredible. Now, I watched this. So, I know it finished last weekend, but the US Open was won by Emma Raducanu. I hope I pronounced that right.
Yes,
and,
yes.
She's an 18-year-old, pretty much nobody in tennis. She's from Britain. She's ranked 150th in the world and was not even seeded to play in the tournament. She had to win 3 qualifying matches just to make it to the Open. Now, what's more incredible, since the tournament started, she never lost a set the whole time. And it's been regarded as the greatest underdog story in women's and probably men's sport ever. And to go to show her support in the final, there was actually 30% more viewers watching that than the men's. And Novak Djokovic was chasing history, trying to win all four Grand Slams in the same year, and she outdid him. So, and Novak ended up losing, so that was a big disappointment as well. But,
and all of a sudden, every Brit and his dog is now a huge fan of tennis. They're going to be
exactly
unbearable.
Right. Yeah. Well, it was the first time a women's won a Grand Slam since the US Open since 1977, so it is a big achievement for her.
Those were scenes reminiscent to when Justin Avendano carried out those drinks for the Sydney Sixers.
And celebrated like I scored 100.
Yeah. There was ice everywhere.
Justo, we will speak next Friday, okay, champ? Thank you for that, mate.
See you later, guys.
And they roll the theme. There we go. News we can review. Good morning, I'm Steve Schatz.
And good morning, I'm Mr. C. Mike Rack.
Former Prime Minister Tony Abbott has been fined not for breaching COVID rules, but for insulting the eyes of many Australians by continually wearing those tight-fitting, one-size-fits-all, totally embarrassing Lycra bike shorts. Abbott was not impressed with the snitch.
I never thought that dobbing and snitching was part of the Australian character. I believe that I was well within the law, reasonably interpreted, but I'm not going to challenge the fine because I don't want to waste the police's time any further.
Meantime, current Prime Minister, what's his name? Scott Morrison will decide today if he will re-sign a contract to continue as the Melbourne Storm's mascot, Storm Man. As he is known in league circles, he's a feature at home games, and bench player Harry Grant hopes the PM will continue as the club's mascot.
I love him, mate. Nah, he's so good for our side and our squad, and yeah, I'm just telling him to hurry up and sign. Everyone wants him to stay.
And speaking of political figures as mascots, New South Wales Premier Gladys Berejiklian surprised everyone when she removed the head and revealed she was the Paddle Pop Lion. Donning the furry suit is part of being in the Liberal Party, and the Premier said even the numero uno has to wear the outfit.
No, I was always scheduled to do today.
To sport, and congratulations to Aussie Formula One driver Daniel Ricciardo, who has won his first F1 race since 2018. Ricciardo was extremely excited about taking the chequered flag at the Italian Grand Prix, but was more excited to find out that the Triple M sticker sent to him by Paddy and Rob Palmer had finally arrived.
Deep down, I knew this was going to come, so thanks.
Yeah, well done to the Big D. That's News Week in Review. I'm Steve Schatz.
And I'm Mr. C. Mike Crack. Have a great weekend. You know what, Paddy?
I know.
For friends of Triple M and family to bulk up the numbers,
yeah,
download the Listener app.
We're talking L-I-S-T-N-R.
Yep. And if you favourite breakfast with Paddy and Rob Palmer.
You are legends.
Well, yeah, that's very good of you. And you can listen anytime you like.